You're with us at Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller. Our special guest today is Dr. Robert Gardner. Here's your host, live from Sharp Message Gallery, Ann Eller.
I'm Ann Eller right here at Sharp Facets Gallery. My very special guest today, Dr. Robert A. Gardner, Associate Professor of Music at Lander University. In fact, he's been over there at Lander for going on 10 years, is that right?
That is correct.
That is correct. So how are you doing today? Another school year getting ready to start.
Doing very good. Just got back from a big faculty meeting.
Are you sure you're doing good then?
Yeah, it was an easy one. It was about an hour, so it wasn't one of the grueling ones.
One of the grueling ones. Well, I know that September 1st, classes actually start over there at Lander. And how is it looking for the music department there this year, Robert?
It's looking good. We got a couple new freshmen coming in and very talented musicians. Hopefully they'll be good students. I think all our ensembles are going to be sounding really good. I hope everybody can, you know, come out and check us out. We just hired a new piano accompanist as well, so we're actually, with all the budget cuts and things that are going on with the state and with the country, we're actually able to add a position. So things are looking real good at Lander University.
Well, that is what was going to be one of my questions is, you know, music is not always the one that gets the most play for getting the budget and everything.
Well, I mean, there's a number of factors involved with how we're able to hire this position. But at Lander University, Dr. Ball, our president, who's been there a little bit longer than I have, I believe, is supportive of the music program. You know, I believe that he sees the value, especially from his perspective, where, you know, we're one of the faces of Lander University. You know, the public comes to our concerts, and so he believes, and one of the things that's good for us is that, you know, if we sound good and produce a good product, that reflects well on Lander University.
Absolutely, and you have several times during the year you have concerts from the woodwinds to the Lander Jazz Ensemble to several different ones that I've attended, and they're always excellent, Robert. I think those kids must work really, really hard.
Well, yeah, hey, thank you very much. Everybody works very hard. We do quite a few concerts throughout the year. The Lander University Jazz Ensemble, which is the group that I conduct and direct, we do two formal concerts, one in the fall and one in the spring, where it's a big evening concert and the public's invited to attend. Then we also do, you know, we'll go out and play at a high school and, you know, to kind of aid the university in recruiting, and also just for the fun of it, you know, our students enjoy performing. And then the music department, the wind ensemble does the same thing. It's a outstanding group, and it's actually made up of students and some community members participate in that group. We also have the Old Main and the University Singers. Those are our three big groups. But we'll in addition to that, we'll have Dr. Noonkester will present some opera scenes in the spring. We'll have some student recitals. The piano division will present some concerts. We've got a whole bunch of things going on with our music department.
Absolutely. So I think it's great, and one of the reasons I wanted to have you on, number one, it's been a couple of years since we've had you on, and of course, you being into jazz, you are you went to the University of South Carolina and graduated with a Bachelor of Music Education in 1990. Then you went off into the world and went to DePaul University, right up there in Chicago, right?
Right on.
1996, you graduated from there. What made you come back to South Carolina? I mean, I would think a jazz musician and a person who has played with Aretha Franklin, the Four Tops, Tommy Dorsey, and the Charleston Symphony, but you played with a lot. To come back here to South Carolina had to be an exciting time when you were up there.
Yeah, we loved, my wife and I loved living in Chicago. There's everything to do in terms of the culture and the art, the sports, you name it, and they've got it in Chicago. Chicago's a great place to live.
Chicago, Chicago.
Obviously, if you're a jazz musician, Chicago is, you know, an outstanding place to live. There's lots of performing opportunities, and there's lots of people come to town and play. Chicago is really second only to New York in terms of its standing in the world in jazz. We lived there for 3 years, and it was a lot of fun. The only negative for me was it was much colder than I prefer. Because I grew up here in South Carolina, it gets real cold.
Yeah.
And the traffic. Mm-hmm. I was actually in 6 traffic accidents in the 3 years I was there. None of them were my fault, but.
Innocent bystander, right?
The traffic's really, you know, once again, if you're from South Carolina, the traffic's bad. But, we, you know, once we had our daughter, we decided we wanted to raise our family here in South Carolina. And to be honest with you, it's worked out really well for us. And it's also worked out fine for me professionally as a jazz musician because I play as much as I want to play and play with really good musicians have a great time playing music, which is really what
your
it's
passion.
All about. Yes.
Right. And, of course, you actually live down Lexington Way.
My wife and my 2 kids, we live in Irmo, South Carolina.
Okay.
Yeah, my wife works for First Steps in Columbia. And so she's got a real good job that she likes, and so she kind of has to commute, whatever, 25 minutes that way, and I have to commute a lot further up this way. But that's just, you know, it's worked out best for us.
Sure, absolutely. So, and then, of course, to keep yourself busy, what, on Saturday nights, you actually perform at the Speakeasy with your jazz group.
Absolutely, yes. I've been playing at this a club in downtown Columbia. It's called the Speakeasy, and I've actually been playing there every Saturday night for 8 years now. And to be honest with you, it's one of the more fun things I do. You know, even though it seems like it might get old after doing it for that long, I still feel very strongly about, you know, my time there. I mean, it's really just one of the most enjoyable things I get to do is go play jazz with good musicians on a Saturday night and have an audience that's appreciative. It's a lot of fun.
Absolutely. By the way, you know, I've never actually been to the Speakeasy. Do you have to knock on the door and know the password to get in?
No. That's, you know, these guys decided to open this place, and it actually is a kind of a neat environment. The waiters all, I mean, the bartenders all wear the, you know, the vest and the ties and things, and you know, it's one of those big long wooden bars, and it's, you know, there's leather couches. There's a fireplace and all that. It is a good environment. It's actually in Five Points of Columbia, which some people know is kind of more of a college bar atmosphere. But the Speakeasy is a little bit different in that, you know, the Speakeasy attracts people of different ages, you know, 20s through 70s.
And I'd say probably a large part is because you're there on Saturday nights with the jazz.
Well, I mean, definitely the Speakeasy has become known as a good place to go hear jazz. I mean, the Free Times, which is like a little local Columbia paper, I think the Speakeasy typically gets voted the best jazz club or whatever. And there actually is quite a few venues for jazz in Columbia. We're for you know, a relatively small town in terms of music and art, it does have quite a few venues and outlets for performing jazz.
Absolutely. Well, we are here at Sharp Facets Gallery. I am Ann Eller. My very special guest today, Dr. Robert Gardner. He is associate professor over there at Lander, and we're going to be talking to him. He's actually produced his first CD, Soul of Confidence. We're going to be playing a selection of that during the show here, so you're going to want to hear that. Also, if you've got a question for him, hey, don't hesitate. Telephone Man is waiting for your calls. The number to call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. We're going to hear a word from our sponsors, and yes, we'll be right back.
Gold. more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
You're with us at Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller. Special guest, Dr. Robert Gardner. Here's your host, live from Sharp Facets Gallery, Ann Eller.
That's right. We are back here at Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 bypass. Hey, let me tell you this. The price of gold is going down, folks. $1,780 right now. Silver is at $40. So both metals are going down. I've told you this before. I'm going to tell you it again. Don't let the bubble pass you by. So come see us today at Sharp Facets Gallery. Paying the highest prices around, but gold is trending down at this moment. $1,780. It's gone below $1,800. First time in 2 or 3 weeks. Don't know where it'll go. Better come see us today. Well, our very, very special guest, Dr. Robert Gardner, Associate Professor of Music at Lander University. But he is, he does a lot in music. I've known him for, well, a good many years. And it's always a pleasure to go listen to his students perform, him perform. In fact, one year I saw you performing over there at the high school with the jazz ensemble or jazz group that was over there.
Right. Actually, that was a lot of fun. I've played with those guys a couple times. The Greenwood High School Band is one of the programs in the area that has a jazz ensemble, so I'm very happy about that. And Byron Hilly was the band director there, and Scott Maxey has been a band director there. And both of those guys are graduates of Lander University, so obviously we want to keep the connection with our programs. And they invited me out to come out and play at one of their spring concerts, and it's a lot of fun to go out and meet and talk to high school students and have the opportunity to play with them. It's a lot of fun.
Absolutely. You know, it's nice to see that music is, that we have students that are engaged in music. You know, sometimes it seems like it's just the sports that get all the play. And I honestly think that we need to see more support for whether it's band or ensembles or whatever it is out there, because music does a whole different amount of things to your brain, doesn't it?
Well, yes, certainly, and obviously music is a part of, I think, probably everyone's life. And probably has been since the beginning of time,
Oh, no, it must have been football. Robert, I mean, football in the South has to have been the premier.
Well, I mean, I love sports, too, and I would definitely, sports is an important part of our culture as well. I mean, but, I think we're doing fine with the music, in terms of music and music education. I think our country and, our state and our city and Lander University, et cetera, I'm happy with the direction that we're all moving.
Well, I think it would be a shame, because they talk about, particularly in the secondary schools, having music and art being cut back because they're just, quote, not that important, and I don't agree with you there.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously I don't agree either. It hasn't been terrible. I mean, I don't think we've suffered tremendous cuts. We're still able to do what we want to do, and it's in large part because of the talents of and the hard work of the people out there and in the music education field. I mean, maybe they end up having to teach larger classes, and so you're not able to do exactly what you want to do, but they do it and they make it happen. And we'll hopefully at some point we'll get out of this recession and the economy will pick up. And I feel comfortable with the direction we're moving in terms of music and music education.
Yes, that's great. And that's basically what Lander works with, is music education. Is that the basic focus for musicians or students at Lander?
Well, it's probably one of my main focuses, and that I really push our students in that direction. I want them to be well-rounded and have as many doors open to them as possible. And if you get the K-12 certification, obviously that you know, there's that many more job opportunities with, you know, all the benefits and that. And so, you know, we have students who are just getting a music degree as well, and there's plenty of things they can do with that degree. But obviously the music education portion just opens that many more doors.
Sure. Well, we had a call in. Betty Brown called in. She said, since the city is handing out money for art-themed outlets, why don't you put in for a Greenwood Orchestra and have the band perform at the new Farmers Market? She says she loves to come to your Lander concert.
Well, hey, thank you very much, and thanks for supporting us. Thanks for coming to the concerts. I didn't know people were handing out money because, you know, we can always use as much money as we can get and as much support as we can get. So, you know, let me know who's handing out the money, and I'll try to take advantage of it to do whatever we can do for a Greenwood Orchestra or anything. You know, the strings, I'm assuming when you say orchestra, you mean the traditional string orchestra, which is not well represented in the surrounding counties here. There are poor places in the state where it's a little bit better represented, for instance, probably in Charleston, maybe Greenville area, Columbia area, but that is definitely something that we should work to improve in the Greenwood and surrounding counties.
Absolutely. And you know what's sad is that so many symphonies and everything through this recession have disbanded, for lack of a better way to say it.
Well, yeah, that's definitely very unfortunate. You're certainly right about that. Many of them have found a way to continue, you know, not at the same level and not with the same pay. You know, the Charleston Symphony, obviously, they've cut back in terms of what they're able to do and present. But you know, I'm probably an optimist, and I think everything will turn around at some point here, and we'll be fine.
Blue skies. Oh, that's right. All right, we're here at Sharp Facets. We're talking with Dr. Robert Gardner, and he just did a CD. In fact, I think you released it just recently, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Released it in June of this year.
June of this year. Soul of Confidence. Now, all of the tracks on this you wrote except for one?
Correct.
It is a jazz ensemble here, or quartet. You had several artists that were involved with you?
Oh, yeah. This is something I've been working on for a while. It's really, and I'm actually very, very pleased with the way the CD turned out. These are, once again, it's a jazz quartet, and these are three guys I've played with quite a bit over the years. Bert Ligon, who is the director of jazz studies at the University of South Carolina. Reggie Sullivan, who plays bass on the recording, is doing very well as a bassist. He actually travels around the world playing with different groups. And then the drummer for the recording, Ivan Edwards, we had played together for 3 years before we recorded this CD, but right after we recorded it, Ivan actually moved over to the West Coast to go to the school at the University of Southern California. Oh. And so I haven't really seen him in a year. You know, I did send him a copy of the CD.
That. You did? Well, that's great. That's great. Now, also, I want to comment about the artwork on this. It is pretty darn fabulous. I understand your brother, Jerry.
That's right. Fortune for me, because he's, you know, did this amazing job with the artwork for my CD. He has an art degree, undergraduate art degree, and then a master's in graphic arts, computer graphics. And so he's creative, but he also understands the medium very well. And so for free, he did all the artwork for my the CD, and I think I think it looks really good.
It does. Now, what is his job? What exactly does he do?
He works for a gaming company in Atlanta, and I cannot remember the name of the game, to be honest with you. It's one of the internet games where people are able to play the thing from all over from anywhere in the world, obviously.
Sure.
And he's been working for them for, I don't know, 5 or 6 years or so, and he's one of the creative designers and oversees the way the game was created and the way it operates, and where they create different characters and different plots and things like that.
But he lets you look just like yourself in the CD.
Well, you know, I didn't give him a whole bunch to work with either.
You kept it on the you kept the control here. Okay, well, the name of the CD is Soul of Confidence. When we come back after the news, I want to play a partial of one of the songs. They're pretty long, so we're only going to play part of one of the songs. And I think you're going to really enjoy it. We are here with Dr. Robert Gardner. And do we have enough time, or do we need to talk about this? We probably should talk about it when we come back. Where can you get this CD, though, if you'd like to get your CD?
Well, it's available at a music website called CD Baby, cdbaby.com, and it's also available at iTunes. It's available at many of the electronic or and internet distribution sites. I couldn't name all of them. It's like 15 different sites. And then, obviously, you can get it through Lander University, or there's some different retail outlets in Columbia that I have it for sale at. But I would recommend CD Baby or probably iTunes. If you want to get the actual hard copy of the CD, probably CD Baby.
CD Baby. All right. Well, we are here with Dr. Robert Gardner. He is the creator of Soul of Confidence. When we come back, we're going to talk more about it and play some music, too. Don't you go away. If you've got a question, don't hesitate to send it to us right now. Call Jeff, 229-7984. That's 229-7984.
What does WLMA stand for? Well, it stands for Wow, Let's Meet Again, right here on 1350 AM, Greenwood and the Lakelands News Talk radio station.
Welcome back to Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Ella. Our special guest today is Dr. Robert Gardner. Here's your host, Ann Ella.
Here with Dr. Robert Gardner. Here we are here talking about music. We're talking about people calling in. We're going to play a selection from Soul of Confidence here in just a moment. But let's see. Here we had a call from June Sampson. Wanted to know where she could get a copy of that CD. Is Sharp Facets having any? Well, not at this moment, but we might be able to get a few and sell them for Robert here, but they are at the Lander Bookstore, and she said you also ought to check out After Five, and that they would be well served to have your group there. How about that?
Well, that sounds good. Yeah, I'd like to play there.
It would be very cool. So that you can get the CD at the Lander Bookstore, and you can also get it online, correct?
Right. CDBaby.com, CDBaby. .com is one of the places that is selling the CD, and it's pretty easy to get to. Also, iTunes, you can get a digital copy from iTunes. At CD Baby, you can get the digital version, or you can get the actual hard copy of the CD. And I can leave some here at Sharp Facets.
Yeah, we should do that because we have a lot of obviously we have a lot of people that like your music, Robert.
Cool.
That'd be great. We also had Jane Merritt. She says, and I'm quoting here, Robert. She likes to see big manly guys in music.
All right. Well, there you go.
And then she said she will make the trip to Columbia just to listen again, and she does love the Lander concerts.
Well, hey, thank you very much, and yeah, please come on down to Columbia and say hello to me. It's a late night gig that I do at the Speakeasy. It's 10 until 1, but actually this past weekend there was a couple that drove down from somewhere in North Carolina. They said it took them 4 hours to get there, but they drove down to hear us and. Have dinner and all that stuff and stay in the hotel. So, come on down.
Now, does the Speakeasy serve food?
Yes, it does. The Speakeasy, it's a music venue and bar, but it's owned and operated by Delaney's, which is like 3 or 4 doors down. It's an Irish pub, and so you can order food through the Speakeasy, and they just get it from Delaney's. It's your typical, hamburgers and that kind of stuff, but it's good. And they've got steaks and things like that, too.
Well, that's great. So here's how it works, folks. You go down there in the early afternoon, you take a nap, and then you get up and come out at 10.
Well, sometimes I'm tired, but, by the time I get out there, I usually get a second wind, and we always have a really good time, and there's a pretty good bit of energy and a lot of fun.
All right. Well, that sounds great. Well, that is the Speakeasy down there in Five Points. You're there every Saturday night, correct?
Every Saturday night for the last 8 years, and still going strong.
Still going strong. Now, you used to have a big band, a swing band, right?
Right. For about 5 years, I would say, we played every other Monday night at the Speakeasy with the Columbia Jazz Orchestra, which is a group that I started and directed. It was a great, great time, and a lot of people really loved to come out on our every other Monday night gig. We would play earlier, and we would have people come out anywhere from high school students up to people that were in their 80s and come out and listen to us. And, yes, we would play swing music. We would also play more modern styles of jazz. We just played a whole bunch of different styles and different kinds of musics. It was a 16-piece group and made up of really a lot of the best musicians from the Columbia area, you know, that people that are outstanding musicians and people, you know, there's Dick Goodwin, who a lot of people know from that area, and then it was a lot of fun, but it was also a lot of work for me because I was responsible for making sure we had everything, you know, for all the 16 musicians being there. And so I decided, you know, I wanted to just move on from that, for at least for right now.
Sure. So, you know, and when the kids are grown, you may go back to it, huh?
Who knows?
Who knows? Who knows? Who knows? Hopefully you're going to stay right here in Greenwood, though, right over there at Lander University. I know. I've seen over the years the relationships that you form with the kids, and I know when you have that last concert, the last jazz concert of the season, when they're going on and they're graduating, you can tell you're sad to see some of them go.
Oh well, of course. I mean, you work with these students for you know, whatever, 4 or 5 years, and you know, you get to know them. And you value their contributions to the music program, and you see them develop and become adults and become mature musicians as well. And you know, obviously you hate to see them go, but for, you know, a lot of them, you know, they don't all go far. You know, some of them stay in the Greenwood community or stay in South Carolina, and you know, and so you still keep your relations with them.
Yeah, it is. And do they keep in touch with you after they're gone?
Yeah, actually they do. You see them at different, you know, they'll come to a concert, or, you know, you'll see them at the South Carolina Music Educators Convention. You know, you'll run into them, or they'll shoot you an email and ask you a question about, you know, what book do you recommend for something, or, you know, so, you know, yeah, definitely keep in touch.
Must make you feel good. To hear back from students that say, you know, that you were important, and, you know, they want to fall back on your opinion to ask a question, or just to say, hey, I'm out here and I'm making it.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, and, you know, in some ways, that's what it's all about is you know, keeping those relationships.
Why do you teach?
I love to teach. Teaching is, I think, actually comes fairly natural for me. In that I'm pretty good at, you know, seeing what a student needs to do to get from point A to point B, and I'm pretty good at helping them get there. It's definitely a passion of mine. I consider, you know, and I've always been associated with education, either as a student or a teacher, for my entire life. And so, you know, I still consider myself a student. I'm still trying to learn every day, and I enjoy helping other people. I guess, once again, the simplest way I can put it is move from point A to point B. You know, it's fun.
That's great. Well, listen, I thought we would play, let's see, number 4, Swing Valley. What can you tell us about that, Robert? What's the impetus on that one?
Well, as the title implies, it's based on a swing feel, which is one of the, you know, very important parts of jazz music is how does it feel, and what kind of groove does it have? What's the rhythm? And jazz pretty much has evolved over the last century with that swing feel as the basis for the rhythm. And so Swing Valley, really, actually, to be honest with you, I lived in a subdivision of Columbia called Spring Valley, and so this was just a play on words.
You want to tell us anything about the swingers that live down there, Robert?
Well, oh, yeah, I mentioned the musicians. It was, you know, we're, we we all have a good time on this recording.
You do. All right. Well, we're going to hear part of it, not the whole thing. Then we'll hear a word from our sponsors. Here it is, Swing Valley by Dr. Robert Gardner and the Jazz Quartet. And his jazz quartet on his new CD, Soul of Confidence. You're listening to Swing Valley right here on WLMA. We're going to hear a word from our sponsors. We'll be back. Don't you go away.
You're with us at Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller. Our special guest is Dr. Robert Gardner. Here's your host, live from Sharp Facets Gallery, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right. We are over here at Sharp Facets Gallery. I certainly hope you enjoy Swing Valley. That was just a selection from his new CD, Soul of Confidence. And we'd like to play you a little more from this. We've had some calls coming in, just loving it, Robert. Let's see, Jane Wilkes, she'll be 78 tomorrow. Does she win anything? Okay. I'm sorry, June, you just get to enjoy the show, but I'll make sure I wish you happy birthday tomorrow morning. How's that? Wow, she said she loves your music. When is your next concert here? Do you have any idea, Robert?
Well, thank you so much, and happy birthday. The Land University Jazz Ensemble is going to play a fall concert on December, I can't remember. I believe it's December 8th, but I'm not exactly sure. But it's you can find out that information pretty easily, I believe, just by calling the College of Arts and Humanities, and they can tell you the date on that. Or I'm pretty sure it's the 8th of December, though. Please come on out.
All right. Well, that sounds great. Well, not only you're going to get to hear another selection here. You wanted to play what is it? Fabulous Friday.
That sounds good.
Is that the one you wanted to hear?
Sure.
Tell us a little bit about Fabulous Friday, Robert.
Well, it's based on a different kind of rhythm. Jazz, like I said before, is primarily based on the swing feel, but we've incorporated lots of different rhythms and other elements from other musics, and this is based on a rhythm from the Caribbean. This is and from South America called the samba, and it's one of my favorite tracks on the recording, so I chose to put it first.
Absolutely. And this is Fabulous Friday. Any reason you called it Fabulous Friday? we all look forward to?
You know, with these instrumental compositions, obviously there's no text, there's no lyrics. And so sometimes you just name things kind of like you would name one of your children or something. You know, it's just a name or a sound that you're attracted to. And my son, when he was going to the elementary school, would come home and talk about Fabulous Friday, and you know, the things they got to do on Friday, and it was that's what they referred to. And so that stuck with me, and it's kind of a fun tune with lots of energy, and that's kind of what I pictured.
All right. Well, here's Fabulous Friday by Dr. Robert Gardner, associate professor at Lander and an excellent musician. Here we go, folks. What a song there for us, folks. We are listening to the great tunes of Robert Gardner right here on WLMA. And you can get that CD over there at Lander University, CD Baby. The name of the album is, or the name of the CD is, Soul of Confidence. Why did you name it Soul of Confidence? Let me ask you that question.
Well, once again, it was really just a phrase that I was attracted to. I was actually listening to a book on tape. I've got this commute that I do, and so and it's about the ratification of the Constitution. It's narrated by Walter Cronkite, and one of the phrases that I heard, it was actually a quote from one of the newspapers, was the very soul of confidence. And I don't know, for some reason I was just attracted to the sound of it, and so I named one of the songs a ballad that's on there. I named it Soul of Confidence and thought that would be an appropriate title for the CD.
Absolutely. Well, I thought maybe it had to do with the soul of your confidence.
Well, well, you know, and that's part of it too. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, so yes, I mean that was.
It's a big step to do your own CD, isn't it?
Sure. I mean, it was a lot of work, and I put a lot of thought into it, and you know, and I'm pretty happy with the way everything turned out. I like it.
Absolutely. It sounds great. If you'd like to get it, again, you can get it over there at Lander University, and I'm sure probably when they're having a concert from the jazz ensemble or something, you might be able to score a copy right there, but also you can get it from some musical outlets, and he just told me we'll have a few copies of it right here at Sharp Facets Gallery, so stop by and see us right here at Sharp Facets. Now, Robert, you had Rick Dior do the percussion on Fabulous Friday and also on a tune, James Brown.
Right. Yeah, Rick Dior, he's actually a very talented guy because he's actually the one who recorded the CD. He has a studio in Charlotte, and I'd heard of him through a mutual friend. Rick has recorded some of the well-known people, well-known figures in jazz. And if you're going to record jazz, there's different things you have to consider in trying to get the right mix and the right blend, the right tones from the different instruments. It's a different process in some ways than recording popular styles or whatever. And so you really want somebody that has a good ear for it. And Rick is also a musician, and he's an outstanding percussionist. And I was able to get him to play percussion on a couple of tracks too.
All right. Well, you know, you've been listening and finding out more about Dr. Robert Gardner over there at Lander. He is an associate professor. He also plays down in Columbia every Saturday night. If you want to make the trek down there, what's the name of that club again?
The Speakeasy.
And you have to knock 3 times before you can get in, right? Just teasing here. But great jazz club. You play every Saturday night. What time?
Every Saturday night, 10 o'clock until 1 o'clock. It's a late-night gig.
That's right. And, of course, if you want to go have a great evening, check that out right down there in Five Points in Columbia. Well, you know, it certainly has been great to have you here today. Congratulations on the launch of your CD, Soul of Confidence. We always try to make sure we tell everybody about concerts going on over there in Lander. And now you know a little bit more about Robert Gardner. I think I'm going to start playing on Fridays on the morning show, Fabulous Friday. It just sounds like the way to start the day.
Cool. Thank you. That would be great.
That would be great. Well, thanks so much for being here today, Robert.
Thank you very much for having me. I definitely enjoyed it. Thanks so much.
Well,
Appreciate it. That's
great. All right. This is WLMA right here in Greenwood, South Carolina. You know the price of gold is coming down a little bit. Don't let it slip away. Come see us this afternoon at Sharp Facets Gallery, right here on the 72 bypass. Bye-bye, Andy.
Bye, Andy.